time. For the fastest 3 hours in morning talk radio, live and local, it's the Ed Dean Radio Show. Here he is, the headliner, the showstopper, the main event. Here's Ed Dean.
4 minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning, everybody. The only morning show of its kind anywhere here in Jacksonville in Northeast Florida. Yours truly, Ed Dean. That's D-E-A-N. It's not D-E-E-N like Paula. She spells it wrong. It's D-E-A-N.
Hey, I thought you were going to make breakfast.
Right here on FM 101.1 AM 600 WBOB. Email address is ed@wbob.com. ed@wbob.com. Wait till we tell you what's lined up for you here in this morning and some of the topics. But before we get to all that, here with the local news this morning is A.J. Davis. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed. On Monday, Corrine Brown's attorney made their argument on why the former congresswoman deserved a new trial. U.S. District Judge Timothy Corrigan took motions under advisement, and said he will issue written responses on the motions as soon as possible, but no date has yet been set. Experts said Brown faces 5 to 7 years in federal prison and that not taking responsibility for her crimes, if the conviction holds, could equal more prison time. The Better Business Bureau of Northeast Florida issuing a warning about a new scam going around that's targeting Jacksonville businesses. The BBB said scammers are sending out emails to businesses using its name and logo and saying that they're the subject of legitimate complaints. But in reality, it's a scam to trick recipients into giving up valuable information. Tom Stevens, president and CEO for the Better Business Bureau, says the scams are searching for personal information such as banking credentials, credit card numbers, and social security numbers.
Now, we told everybody yesterday that with Judge Corrigan, with Corrine Brown, do not expect a decision to be made. And in fact, there are several dates out there.
You were right on the money with that.
Thank you. And as you reported, no date has been set. Now, remember, there's going to be a date for either a new trial or mistrial is what Corrine Brown is asking. So now he has to give a motion on both. So if it's a mistrial, technically a mistrial would probably equal a new trial. Duh. Having said that, no date has been decided on that. That could be 3 months down the road. So Corrine can hold as many functions as she wants and charge $25 for 4,200 people. And then again, if only a few people don't show up or call in, I guess you can blame it on the rain or blame it on flooding or whatever. Anyway, so no date has been set. And in fact, what's interesting about this is that no date has been set. But once a date is set, he will make a decision. Then there's another date that can be entertained down the road about whether or not she will serve jail time or the length of the jail time.
Wait. I am looking forward to my day in court and clearing my name.
So you're going to roll the dice and go to trial.
Ain't no question about that. On my tombstone, it will not be guilty.
That's the interview that we, of course, they have plenty of interviews with Corrine Brown. That was the one she did on News 4 Jax.
It will be that she stood up and presented her case in court and let the jury decide.
Yeah, well, the jury's already decided, but then mistrial and everything else out there. And again, we're just going to, Jesse Jackson was with her yesterday. Give hope a chance. Or give Chance a hope.
Are we going to see you
depending on who Chance is
stand in front of the jury?
Absolutely. No, nobody can tell my story better than I can tell it.
Yeah, well, evidently you didn't tell the story that the jury, by the way, which was not made up of a bunch of white individuals, even though black members of the jury found you guilty, Corrine Brown. But, of course, Jesse Jackson was in front of the U.S. District Court out there. And
hey, guys. Today I'm going to show you
my 2017
Chevy Silverado.
No, I'm not.
It features a roll-formed steel bed.
There you go.
Exclusive
automatic.
I want it over.
Yeah, I don't know if I want it over. Because you are so entertaining. I know many of the individuals out there know you're guilty, but I don't want it to be over. I hope that it continues to go down the road. I wish that you would come on this radio show. In fact, this company has other stations here as well. We've got a great praise station for the black community out there. The guys of AJ, those guys are just great. Antonio, those guys are, over there. I guess one of his name is AJ.
Oh, yeah, there's another Dr. Davis. Who's
he's the funny one.
That's that Sunny 102.3.
That's not the one I'm talking about. There's another AJ at the end of the station.
That AJ.
He's the funny one. That's how you can tell the difference. So I just... Come on, we got to fly.
You're still working on your humor.
I know. My humor's pretty weak. I need a new writer. But anyway, so what I'm saying is this, Corrine, their station's here. that would love to have her come on, but, you know, I doubt she'll do that. She won't come on this radio show. I'd love to have her come on the show. You know what I would do, AJ? I would let her co-host the show with us one morning. Can you imagine the entertainment value of that?
Well, you know, she might be up for it.
I would skip the news. I would skip commentary. I would just take phone calls.
I think the phones would probably short circuit.
Yeah, they probably would.
But what if that means a conviction?
No, listen, what happens when failure is not an option? What if you are not guilty?
Well, I'm going to save this clip for a long time. Email address, Ed at WBOB.com, Ed at WBOB.com. The phone numbers for this morning are 904-222-8255, 904-222-8255. Jesse Jackson is out there. But by the way, I didn't see anybody get an interview with Jesse and what Jesse had to say. Like, he's really cleaner than the Pope's robes out there. But the bottom line is I wish somebody would have asked Jesse Jackson a question. Hey, guys, what's going on? Is she innocent? That's all I want to know. Do you think that Queen Corrine Brown is innocent? And if she's innocent, based on what? And of course, I'd ask the race question. Do you think it was based on racial biasness as well? But I would ask all the questions I would have asked. So we will see, and hopefully this will continue. Let me tell you something. Anybody that can get Corrine Brown in this radio show? I don't want to say that. Never mind. Name your lunch price. If I say name your price, people, I want $50. No, that's cheap. I'd get it for that much. No, if we could get Corrine Brown in this radio show, that would be phenomenal. It's not going to happen. It'll be a cold day in August before that happens. I promise you that. Email address at WBOB.com. Let me tell you who's lined up for the show for you this morning before we get into the issues here in hour number one, because the issues and the clips we have are, again, absolutely priceless. As the new staff here at this radio station, and yours included, we always, you know, get up the good clips here that really matter to what many of you are focusing on, some of the national issues. But David Williams from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, he's going to join us here this morning at 7:30. I think it's Eric Rourke. How do you put it? R-U-A-R-K, Rourke, like Mr. Rourke. Welcome to Fantasy Island. Anyways, Eric's going to join us here in just a little bit. Numbers USA did a poll here in Florida about immigration, and the majority of Floridians, must have only been done in North Florida, white communities. I'm sure that's what's going to be, argument's going to be against, but say that they support reduction in legal immigration. We will discuss that coming up. There's been news that we waited a few days, but we're going to talk about it today. And I'm not making it a big priority, but if some of you want to, knock yourself out. The situation going over at Fox News. There is a reason why that they are not putting up with this nonsense. And it isn't what you really think. Eric Bowling, who I've known, Eric, gorgeous wife, gorgeous family. He's had, you know, he went to Rollins College in Orlando. When Eric was on his book tour, we were the only show that was interviewing him last year when he came in town. We just a nice guy. So there's been
that comes across on the air too.
He's exactly correct. He's just a real nice guy. But anyways, some supposedly he sent pics 7 years ago. That's the key word. 7 years ago of certain parts of his body, and somehow this was supposed to impress a few women. I don't know why that really impresses a few women. But anyway, what are we, back in the caveman days? What is this, a Geico commercial? But anyway, so
where are they digging this stuff up?
Thank you. That's what I want to know.
And how do you know this is true?
And how?
It seems like there's, you know, the steamroller started with Roger Ailes,
right?
And then and you know, there's a lot of reasons competitively,
yes,
for people to cause problems for Fox News.
And you are correct. And who is bringing up this story? Some of the women, and I'm not saying that the women are wrong. I think when it comes to O'Reilly, I think there's some women out there that need to be questioned. And I think some of the women may have a very viable argument out there. But some of the women that are no longer on Fox are now coming out. I mean, well, if this was such a bad decision, why are you guys trying to pull the Bill Cosby thing here?
Yikes.
I mean, is there money involved? But
they took O'Reilly out and their ratings went down.
But that doesn't... That doesn't disqualify that if Eric Bowling did this, then there maybe there should be ramifications. But the thing is that here's the question. It was 7 years ago. Donald Trump made a comment, stupid comment. It wasn't even locker room comment. It was horrible comments. 12 years ago on an Access Hollywood bus. Now, I'm not defending him. I'm just asking, is there a time limit here where we sit back and say, you know, after 3 to 4 years, you know, statutory limitations, you know, just you kind of let it go. And is they're getting a bad rap. Evidently, I'll tell you the reason why. You ready for this, AJ? 21st Century Fox is looking to acquire the rest of a European broadcaster, Sky PLC, that it does not already own.
What, Sky News?
Well, it's called Sky PLC. And so this is the reason why they do not want this to mess up the acquisition here. I get it. But the question is when is enough here? And this is not a liberal thing. This is not a Democrat thing. Nobody should be doing this. But the question is how many years do you sit back and say, okay, guys, this is old school. All right, let's get on with the news, as they say. Should there be a time limit? We will be debating this coming your way. Okay, big national news. We've got the clips. Again, liberal mayors, sanctuary cities, giving up the middle finger at what the Constitution says and it dictates when it comes to deal with national and federal policy on illegal immigration in sanctuary cities. Wait till you hear these clips. All coming up next right here on WBOB. Good morning, everybody. Ed Dean. I was waiting for the... I had Larry edit that part so I could get up to the horn part of Herb Albert.
You wanted to hit the post.
Dude, yeah. Well, this is actually a little bit of a remix, but I like that. So.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's amazing. I edited it for the editor, and he still can't get it. I'm just kidding. Anyways, that's not you. You know, people. Well, the music sounds great. I picked it. No, actually, we have a good time. We have to try to pick out some of the bumper. I do think bumper music really adds to the show, and it gets a little bit of energy going, depending on what it is. So,
and sometimes it's better than the show.
Ah, touche, no, it is. Ow. Good morning, everybody. Ed Dean right here on WBOB AM 600 FM 101.1. All right, here, hour number one. Let's get to it. The biggest national news, and I want to get to the clips here in hour number one on the Ed Dean Radio Show. And thank you so much for tuning in. Is about, again, and this story is not new, but the clips are new, is, of course, Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of that very successful city when it comes to dealing with crime, Chicago and San Francisco. Again, the proverbial middle finger being stuck up at the air at the Constitution and the role of the feds. And by the way, I'm not really a big feds coming down telling cities and states what to do. But this has to do with illegal activity that the states are allowing to take place. Here's Claudia Cowan, Fox News, on how sanctuary cities of San Francisco and Chicago are not enforcing the law. Clip number one.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel said it's illegal for the federal government to withhold public safety grants from sanctuary cities like his, where local police refuse to cooperate with immigration agents.
Chicago will not let our police officers become political pawns.
The Chicago lawsuit follows similar legal action in Massachusetts, Washington, Oregon, and California, where cities say they're being harmed by the threat of losing funds because they can't plan their budgets. Chicago says it stands to lose $3.2 million by the potential federal action. In San Francisco, it's closer to hundreds of thousands of dollars, money that's attached to a promise to cooperate with federal immigration authorities, which sanctuary cities refuse to do. In fact, San Francisco is reaffirming its sanctuary policy by paying this illegal immigrant $190,000.
¿Por qué fui una de esas personas, una de esas víctimas?
Why was I victimized? Why did I become a victim to all this?
33-year-old Pedro Figueroa, a Salvadoran who's been living in San Francisco for 10 years, sued after police turned him over to immigration agents, violating its own sanctuary city policy.
We do work with the federal government agencies on criminal activity, gang activity, human trafficking, and that type of thing. If that evolves into an immigration type of enforcement, our policy is clear. We stop it right there. Notifications have to be made, and we're not in the business of doing immigration enforcement.
We are not in the business of doing immigration enforcement. Oh, I interrupted. I'm sorry. I could have interrupted about five times already. But before I get to all this, let me continue to play the clip.
While city leaders have publicly apologized, the head of San Francisco's Republican Party says the six-figure settlement is ridiculous.
I think it's a shameful waste of taxpayer dollars. Here you have someone being offered a settlement that No jury would have awarded him.
Critics worry the threat of more lawsuits and big payouts will put an extra burden on law enforcement and disagree with city leaders who contend sanctuary policies help police fight crime.
All right, let me stop right there. I can't take any more of this. First off, you heard what, real quick, Rahm Emanuel, did you hear what he said about the constitutionality of money?
Grants from sanctuary cities like his, where local police refuse to cooperate with immigration agents.
Chicago will not let our police officers become political pawns.
The Chicago lawsuit follows similar legal action in Massachusetts.
Because he says it's unconstitutional. First off, folks, when you get federal money, it's not unconstitutional. Okay? We've seen the situation with Medicaid under Obamacare. We've seen the situation when it comes to the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit here in Florida, the alcohol level. I mean, you take their money. I'm sorry, the strings are coming attached with it. I'm not saying I agree with it. Many times I don't. But if they take away the money, how do you call it unconstitutional? And then we also heard, cities can't plan around their budget. $3.2 million will be taken away from the feds if the city of Chicago and other municipalities, primarily Chicago, does not address the situation and deal with federal law when it comes to sanctuary cities. The budget for the police department, as you will hear in a few moments, for the city of Chicago is $1 billion. And they're worried about 3.2. And somehow, and let this take notice, and let me kind of involve local school boards here in Florida, local city councils, and local county commissions. When you're telling me, because you have to derive your money from certain areas of the feds and whatever, because you can't determine what your budget's going to be, because you've got to wait for more money coming in from high atop, from loans and grants, folks, that should be considered like gravy. Plan your own budgets. I understand Tallahassee has a lot of categorical spending. I get it. Trust me, I've covered city budgets before. But it's a shame that you have to wait on the feds, in some cases, before you decide what your budget should be. I know, I digress. Now, here's the other one. They paid an illegal alien because this guy broke the law. But remember what the police department says. We're not going to force this.
Immigration enforcement.
While city leaders
what,
have...
What'd he say?
If that evolves into an immigration type of enforcement, our policy is clear. We stop it right there. Notifications have to be made, and we're not in the business of doing immigration enforcement.
We are not in the business of doing immigration enforcement. That's what they just said. Then we're paying an illegal alien, not because, I mean, he broke the law, but because San Francisco has it. And by the way, not just San Francisco. Florida has, now it's Miami-Dade just got rid of their sanctuary city. Now it's six counties. And yet, my question to some of those out there, especially in South Florida, do you guys have a policy that, again, there's federal law, there's also state law, but yet if you have a local municipality law, city, county, whatever, and somehow you feel that that was a little too rough on an illegal alien, are you going to award them hundreds of thousands of dollars as of well?
City leaders have publicly apologized. The head of San Francisco...
City leaders have apologized, as you just heard, for detaining illegal aliens out there. Folks, this is bizarro world. Here's Chicago Mayor... Again, this is the big national news. Here's Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson more on this issue about why are they taking away federal money because we have to support our police.
The burn grants are for technology, for everything from vehicles to radios to tasers that help strengthen the professionalization of our police department and create a proactive environment. But they also help build trust.
Really? Build trust? It's all about building trust? I mean, listen, you have what you call CI, competent informants, NARCs. You do have that. But the sit back, well, we need to build trust. Oh, in other words, we want to build trust with those that are breaking the law so we can go after other individuals that are breaking the law. Go figure.
We will not compromise the rights, safety.
Listen to this. Here's the police superintendent. You heard the issue of rights. Really? Rights for those that break the law, sanctuary cities, illegal aliens?
Rights, safety, or break the sacred trust of the people that live in and visit Chicago in order to obtain those resources.
Did you guys hear that one more time?
We'll help build trust.
We will not compromise the rights, safety, or break the sacred trust of the people that live.
Wait, whose rights? Are you equating those that are illegal aliens with those that live there legally? whether they're from there, from another state, from another country. Somehow, folks, we are in this is not the Balkans. This is not Europe out there where we're just going to allow everybody and their brother to come in and then just dictate that everybody has the same rights. I'm sorry. Everybody does not have the same rights. When those of the liberal left want to throw Trump's Muslim ban, Arab ban, whatever you want to call it, because somehow they have rights, folks, they don't have any rights. They're not citizens here. They haven't even applied for legal status here. They're just trying to get over here. Well, I mean, I take that back. Some of them have applied, but they've not been given to that. Even so, what rights do they have? This are the cities out there, and there are some of those even here in the state of Florida that would even deem that those comments should be justified. That, again, those that live here legally should have the same rights of those that do not live here legally. They live here illegally. But we don't call them illegal aliens. They're unauthorized immigrants. That's the politically correct term out there. And yet, when it comes to the Constitution, this is the role of the federal government, along with the states as well. By the way, and to some of my Republican friends out there that, you know, listen, Rick Perry and Jan Brewer, I thought did a decent job with some of the states when it dealt with immigration, but everything was blamed Obama. Listen, enough of the blame game of blaming the feds. I mean, there's a blame to go around everywhere. That's the reason why you have a National Guard. If the feds underneath Barack Obama cannot get their policy under tact and somehow ready to go and everybody be in the same accord here, then the states have to do their own areas dealing with sanctuary cities. Can't leave it to the feds. But evidently, when the feds are trying to act upon federal law that's been around for years, the liberal municipalities don't want to do it. They call this unconstitutional. And you know where all this is going. This is going to go in front of the courts. There'll be some liberal judges out there that will allow this to happen. This will go to the Supreme Court. But it's already in black and white of how the municipality should be dealing with federal law based on this issue. And they don't want, I mean, yeah, they want to address it, but not the way that it needs to be done constitutionally and currently legal. And all of this as we focus here on the Ed Dean Radio Show. Email address ed@wbob.com. Don't forget to download the app, read some of the latest blogs and the news. You can also listen to us on your smartphones or online at wbob.com. 904-222-8255. The Democrats believe this is a win-win issue. Wait till we play the clips on the other side here where you hear some of those of the talking pundits sit back and say, this probably shouldn't be on the radar. And if you're going to brag about trying to protect those that are here illegally, it's not going to sell even among other Democrats. We will get to these clips here in just a little bit right here on the Ed Dean Radio Show. Mornings from 6 to 9 right here on FM 101.1 AM 600. This is The Answer. Do you come with me? Do you come with me? Email address ed@wbob.com. Also download the app anywhere, any place, anytime you would like. You can listen to the radio show. All right, more as we continue to move along here. So let me get to the clips here. This was great. This was on Special Report. Jonah Goldberg from National Review and A.B. Stoddard from Real Clear Politics. Listen to this here about the issue of dealing with the sanctuary cities with Rahm Emanuel in San Francisco and the proverbial middle finger that they're sticking up at federal law. Because why? It's Donald Trump. I mean, that's the main reason why. Here's clip number two. Here is Jonah Goldberg on this issue.
I think this kind of needs to be unpacked a little bit. I generally think that sanctuary cities is just a terrible idea. At the same time, I understand why local like first responders and police and whatnot do worry about getting cooperation out of these communities. And I think you can respect that reasonable concern without saying that cities get to flout federal law. There's also an enormous amount of virtue signaling going on by Rahm Emanuel and these guys. I mean, $3 million out of a police budget that's over $1.2 billion is a rounding error. For the most part, this has a lot more to do with big coalition Democratic politics, with immigration politics and the rest, than with a newfound love and respect for federalism by people who think every other aspect of our lives should be left up to the central government in Washington.
You know, he brings up a good point. You know, we talked about this story last week where now many of the Democrats out there have now emboldened, they want to marriage this idea of local rights. and states' rights, hence the word federalism out there. Remember, when it came to Barack Obama, I mean, it was right to have the federal government dictate same-sex marriage. It was right to have the government come out and say, we can knock down these laws here, sanctuary cities, amnesty, we can have backdoor executive orders on the environment. And yet, if you sue the federal government, it's because states' rights? Could I go back to the days of Jim Crow? You don't like the president because he's black. You're just want to rifle up because you do not want to abide by federal law. Because somehow, all the things that Obama did, we interpreted as part of being constitutional, and then we found out that they wasn't. Now all the things Trump wants to do is constitutional, and guess what? Uh-oh, we don't want to abide by it. So now we have selectivism. We can enforce this, we can enforce that. You know, again, as I said before, if you don't want to enforce sanctuary cities, you want to divorce it instead of enforcing it, what's next? DUI laws? Rape charges? Sexual predators? I mean, if you can make up one, why can't you make up a few more while you're at it? And Jonah Goldberg from National Review is exactly correct. This is nothing more than big city politics out there by a lot of these Democrats. And by the way, there's a few Republicans out there that would support sanctuary cities. Remember, George W. Bush just allowed this to pretty much go through for the most part without any balance and check, or check and balance. Of course, some of you, when you deal with the government, just can't balance the check no matter what. Anyway, but that was a lot, and we saw underneath Obama as well. And yet now you have many of the Democrats out there, this new idea that, guess what? Well, I mean, I'm not, whether you want to have the debate about federal laws impeding on states and local municipalities, is it constitutionally right? Again, it was okay for Obama to do it, but now because it's Trump, we don't like that. Here is A.B. Stoddard from Real Clear Politics. She really breaks this down and says, if the Democrats really want to campaign on this issue, it is not a win-win.
Chicago and Illinois broadly, Democrat territory. But, A.B., for people sitting in Chicago listening to the mayor talk that way and dealing with a murder rate and the number of murders skyrocketing, how do you think that plays politically?
Well, I think this is a really stupid hill to die on politically for Democrats. If there is a case to be made that sanctuary cities, that they need to flout federal law because otherwise the whole idea is, you know, the federal law is injurious, enforcing it is injurious to community policing, and then they cannot keep their communities safe without doing that. They're going to have to go on an education campaign across this country with a bunch of police forces and really change the way that people see this at a majority. I don't think liberals think that sanctuary cities are the top of their priority list. I think they're looking for a message from this party on the economy. And I just he made a perfect case for why they need that grant money. He needs that grant money. He can comply with federal law. Reform, but pushing this as a means to keep their community safe, especially in a place like Chicago, it just doesn't square.
There you go. Yeah, it's bizarro world out there. If police from many of these liberal municipalities, and remember, we had this conversation last week with some of our cops, like Frankie Monteleone, who's a commentator on talk radio, also former New York City retired cop out of Florida, also Jamie Copenhaver, who was an Orange County Sheriff's Detective. He's here out of Jacksonville, and he's also here out of the state of Florida, Brevard County, and Orange County travels all around. And many, he was a former co-task force member of the FBI. They both said chief of police are political appointees. I think in some areas up north, he might even elect them. But if, again, as AB just pointed out, if police that support this, because why? Well, it's the mayor. He's got to go along with the mayor. Don't want to have a problem with the mayor. Even though crime is high in many of these cities out there, we don't want to ruffle the feathers. And yet, when you look at what was just said, that how are they going to be able to sell this milquetoast to the public out there, especially coming from cities that have the highest crime rate? And remember, Miami-Dade, which now is getting out of the, quote, title of sanctuary city. And by the way, that is one of the most messed up towns, not only in the country, but here in the state of Florida. And yet, this is the idea that Democrats want to push. This is the idea that somehow it's just going to garner more votes and votes and votes. If you want to push this, and let's say for argument's sake, let's say you sat back and say, well, we have a small town and here in Florida. Let's say it's Northeast Florida, very rural redneck county. And we've got a few of the illegal aliens coming in, and they're just working small jobs in the area. And again, I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but let's say they work, I'll tell you what, I'll clean it up. Let's say they work in the agriculture department, okay? Okay, and let's say that you didn't have any crime. Let's say he was in Bellevue, Florida, Yulee, Florida, up in North Florida. Okay, fine. Let's say for argument's sake you would have a valid excuse. Just say for argument's sake. But when you talk about cities and towns like Miami-Dade, when you talk about cities like Chicago, you look at San Francisco, where Kate Steinle was murdered by an illegal alien. He was back and forth 5 to 6 times. They just deported another one who was, the police say, held a knife last week in California, where basically he was deported 20 times. Folks, these stories get old after a while. And but the Democrats think, because why, and let's be honest, they want to protect a base that they want to become citizens, or at least give them the right to vote, because they're losing members of the white community inside the ranks of the Democrat Party. They're losing it up north because the union votes is pretty much where the jobs have gotten overseas, where we want to sit here and bring in illegal aliens because we're told these are jobs that Americans are not going to work. First off, if Americans are not going to work some of these jobs, and by the way, are we being stereotypical from the left? Because I've heard Democrats say, and quote, this is what they have said, and this is what I've reported as a journalist for years. Well, I remember Alex Sink got caught saying this years ago. Well, the Democrats, you know, who's going to, and I've heard them say this, who's going to pick your tomatoes? This is the Democrats now. Who's going to vacuum your rooms at your hotels? And who's going to, folks, who's going to wash your dishes? Now, those have been Democrats that have said that. Talk about being stereotypical. So let's say that all that was true. Then let's use the stereotypical argument. And there aren't Americans not willing to work those jobs based on the wages, then you take care of the problem by making Americans and forcing them to work, not allowing them to get on welfare, and then by working, it will drive up the wages, because when you have illegal immigrants that, well, they don't really pay much into Social Security or Medicare, they can drain off the economy. Hey, guess what? It's lower than minimum wage. And then when you've got the Chamber of Commerce out there supporting all this nonsense, then you sit back and say, why are some of the Republicans supporting this nonsense? Well, because they want the money, politically, campaign donations. And yet, some of these guys are no different than the liberal left when it comes to the issue of illegal immigration. I'm telling you, folks, to win this argument, you can talk about it based on the economy. And if Americans are not working their jobs, I want to know why Americans are not working these jobs. Because if Americans are lazy, then shame on them. And maybe some of the attention, folks, can we be honest here? Maybe some of the attention should not be always focused on illegal aliens. And believe me, I understand why many of them want to come to this country. I mean, if they're coming over here, as immigration is reported, just to get a dole from the government and to live off the government dole and to get money, then no. But many of them, I understand, want to come over here because they want to make money and work. I get that, but they got to do it through the proper process. But if there are jobs that Americans aren't going to work, maybe we need to shift the focus on those individuals and find out why they're not working and get their lazy rear ends into work. I'm sorry, folks. It's a new era these days. No more of a welfare check. We're going to start putting alarm clocks next to some of your all's beds and get off your rear ends and get out there and work. Then we can take care of this situation. All of this we talk about here on The Ed Dean Radio Show. Coming up next, your phone calls, 904-222-8255. You guys are coming up next, 904-222-8255. Can I get an amen? Thank you. Maybe some of this, again, should not be focused on illegal aliens. If there are jobs out there that Americans aren't going to work, then who are these Americans that are not working these jobs? Maybe that's what the real attention should be focused on. Boy, did I get a little uptight there? All right, more as we continue to move along, AM 600. FM 101.1. This is Ed Dean on WBOB. I like a little DM, a little Depeche Mode. You remember those guys, right?
Yeah, I remember them. I was never really a big fan, but yeah, that's
I believe
that's
that.
More
no.
your, that's more I, up your alley.
That I believe that. When AJ talks about music, I'm telling you, that is not fake news, man. So one day we will have a discussion about some of this. 904-222-8255. Let's get to the phones. Ed Dean right here on FM 101.1 AM 600 WBOB. Hank has been waiting patiently. Good morning, Hank. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ed. I love Depeche Mode. One of the best concerts I ever saw in my life.
Hank's got taste, man.
See,
thank you so much.
along with New Order and The Cure.
Oh, wait. New Order, The Cure. Who else could we go with? Well, I don't know. New Order.
The Smiths
was good.
Black Flag, though.
Wait, no, The Smiths was good. But, yeah, New Order's one of my favorites, and so is Depeche Mode. How about the Pet Shop Boys?
Yeah, they were pretty good. I never really followed them too much or tried to make it to a concert to see those guys.
No, neither did I.
But I did see Peter Murphy, you know, who was with Bauhaus. I saw him.
Interesting. Peter Murphy, okay, I didn't follow all that. But anyways, so guys got taste. Go ahead, Hank.
Hey, I just wanted to say that when it comes to the politicians, there's, like you already said, there's two things you need to know about. They're either doing things because they want a vote or they want the money. So follow the money. They want, you know, like you said, the guys who own the businesses and stuff are lining their pockets to make sure that they keep the paychecks low for these guys that the Americans, they say, that won't do the jobs or do the work. And then the politicians like to keep the vote bought. So they keep Uncle Sam saying, hey, we'll take care of you. You can stay home. You can get your Obama phone. We'll pay for your cable TV. You know, you live the life of luxury, even though it is government housing. But anywhere else in the world, you know, it's Beverly Hills.
Hank, years ago, about 10 years ago, when W was the president, and I've been blessed to have this radio show, but I've also been an editor for publications. So when I was an editor about 10 years ago, when this whole thing with W was happening here in Florida about a backdoor amnesty. And, of course, I know Adam Putnam, who's running for governor here in Florida. He's been accused of supporting amnesty. But this is what I'm getting at, that you had back then, you even had Democrats that sat back. And to this day, it really hasn't changed a little bit, where they sit back and say, wait a second, even in the black community, why are we giving people benefits that are here illegally? We pay taxes. Why aren't we getting the benefits? Why aren't we getting the jobs? Why are they getting more preferential treatment than what we are getting here for those of us that legally live in this country? I think that is an argument, and I'm not trying to make this a political win for one side or the other, but if you're a politician and you make that argument that, again, Trump, again, sounds like some sort of nationalism coming from, you know, Berlin back in the 1930s, 1940s, that if you make this an issue that you have to look out for the local taxpayer and the local citizen before we look at those coming into this country legally and illegally, I think if you make that argument, sanctuary cities would never win, Hank.
I agree. And one of the bigger things that I think that the conservatives could really try to get more onto the minority type of community would be on education, to say, hey, these guys are letting illegal aliens come in and get a front door pass to go into the state universities, and your kids are getting put in back of the line. If you want to advance yourself, we're always told it's education, 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 but yet they really don't care about your kids when it comes to, you know, at the end of the day.
How do I explain this? I'm not saying this is done by design, but Democrats, and I agree, would love to get illegal aliens into this country because this is a brand new voting base for them. I get it. But it's interesting because they're trying to pull this stunt in many of the red counties. Do you know what the largest influx or the county that has more, and this is not dealing with legal or illegal, more Hispanic members of society moving into that county of 100,000 people or more? It's St. John's County.
Wow.
Because the jobs are there. Now, if the jobs are there and you want to work on legal visa, no problem with that. But now if the Dems could get there, we want to register these people to vote, get them on not federal, but get them on state and local government assistance. I'm telling you, once you get them on, you will never get them off.
Well, we can see that happening right now with Obamacare.
Yeah.
You got supposed conservatives that can't even repeal it when they told us for 7 years that they want to repeal it.
Right.
That's a prime example right there.
Hank, you got good music taste, my friend. See, those two. Okay, yeah, you got a good taste, man.
Hi, buddy.
AJ shaking his head. All right, I kid. Thanks for calling in, man. 904-222-8255. By the way, may I remind many of you, some of you want to make this political. Okay, fine. I mean, emails are already coming in. Here's one from Derek. Hey, Ed, lay off of it. People need a place to stay. It's not that big of an issue here in Florida. If they're not doing any harm, who cares if a town here in Florida is a sanctuary city? Okay, fine. As I said, let's throw the argument out there. Let's say that it doesn't have a high crime rate. Where do you draw the line? Should they get government assistance? How are they going to live? If they're here legally working on a work visa, then we don't have an argument out there. Here's one for Michael. Ed, we've got federal laws now. Will the Republicans abide by it? through legislation. And what about the Republicans here in Florida? May I remind you, let me go back to reminding many of you that E-Verify, which I support, I don't know why some of the libertarians are against E-Verify. I mean, the government already has your Social Security ID, folks, okay? I mean, with that, they pretty much have obtained anything they want. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying you want to go down that road. E-Verify, I support. E-Verify would tell companies, okay, at least on what we see right now, whether it's through an NCIS check or whatever, that they're here legally. If they're here legally, then fine, they can get a job, pay taxes, whatever. The E-Verify is to point out whether or not they're here legally. Do you know who killed that in Florida? Republicans. Not all Hispanic from South Florida, by the way. Some of them in rural areas as well. And yet, you looked at the sanctuary cities dealing with that. It happens underneath Governor Rick Scott right now. Who killed that? Now, the GOP-controlled Senate. I mean, they can't get anything done dealing with sanctuary cities. I mean, even the minuscule of areas to deal with this, they cannot get that done. Here is ICE Director Thomas Homan. Now, this guy pretty much nails it out of the ballpark. He says, can you imagine one of those individuals that's kind of like a tourist, like a cruise director? Hey, break the law, we can get you great access into a sanctuary city where you will not be arrested or tried. Here's clip number four. This is pretty good.
If you're an alien smuggler and you're smuggling people in this country as a for a living, That's one sales pitch.
This is the ICE director, Thomas Homan, says, hey, you're trying to get people in this country illegally? They're not going to be able to get arrested, and we're going to take them to a sanctuary city. What a great sales pitch.
Get you to a sanctuary city where that city will help shield you from immigration. So rather than arresting a violent criminal in the safety, security, and privacy of a county jail, we got to go knock on the door. We got to arrest them in the community. So the community's put at risk. Our officers are put at risk.
There you go. The communities are put at risk. The officers are put at risk. And again, Riverside, California, University of California at Riverside, not the most conservative area. And we talked about this last week, did a study where you look at sanctuary cities versus non-sanctuary cities, and the sanctuary cities' crime is higher. How do you defend that? And the question of many of the Dems, even politicians, I don't care if you're a Republican on this issue and you support it, are you guys ready to die on this issue? I'm telling you right now, even among the Democratic Party, to the Nancy Pelosi's out there, to the Luis Gutierrez out there, to some of the other ones, whether it's Chuck Schumer, if as what A.B. Stoddard said, if this is a hill that you're willing to die on, knock yourself out. But I'm telling you, when you look at Democrats, even among this issue, and you could 30 to 40% say, hey, can we do something about what is going on here when it comes to legal immigration? And you break it down, and again, this is what I've said before, you break it down about the issue of economics. Because see, what happens is you mention English only, you get thrown up as the race issue. No. I don't jump into that. To me, it's about the economics. The economics is, what about those that live here legally? By the way, what about those that are here trying to get and doing it through the right paper process, through work visas that went to into line to get their permanent legal status here that did it the right way? What do you tell those people? Well, we just jump everybody up in front of the line. It's kind of like many of you that go to Disney and Universal Studios where I have year-round passes. So wait a second. I have a fast pass, but just because you or her or she, you think you're some whatever, you should jump in front of me? Well, I paid more. I did it the right way, but yet somehow I'm in the back of the line. I'm sorry, folks. Economically, that doesn't rhyme with me. And that's what we're telling those here legally, even inside with Democrats. People that are here getting benefits, that have paid taxes. Now, you can debate about the benefits issue all day. But whether or not, again, those in the black community, Hispanic community that live here legally, and you're going to tell those that enter this country illegally that they're going to get their benefits much more than those, or even a higher priority than those that live here legally, let me tell you something. If conservatives wanted to push that argument, you will win the argument every time this is talked about. Remember, base it on economics, not on emotions. You take emotions out of the equation. Liberals have nothing to brag about. They have nothing to defend. We got a lot coming up in hour number two. We're going to be talking about legal immigration. Also, David Williams, tax codes versus Russia. What else are we talking about with him? Who knows? We got a lot coming up here. Plus, our trivia coming up at 7:29. The debate, Fox News, Eric Bolling. 7 years he did this. Should there be a time limit, or do we just need to kick them all out that want to send lewd pictures to females? More as we continue to move along, hour number two, right here on WBOB.